years of news, sports, and community excellence from your friends and fans at 1010 WCSI and 98.1 FM.
We're calling this special edition of AM Columbus Sign Off with Sam, and we have a guest roster and our most recent guest in studio, Dave Irvine. Dave, thanks for coming in. Good to see you, my friend.
Well, good to be here. Thanks for the invite.
Let's talk about your knowledge. When's the first time you bumped into this guy?
Oh, goodness.
You remember?
Probably at First Christian Church when and he and his lovely wife were our youth directors.
Okay, good deal. And when you see this guy walk in, what comes to mind for you, Sammy?
That comes to mind first. Dave Irvine and the late Jerry Foster, who was probably the greatest IU booster in Bartholomew County history, and Greg Johnson. They were the terrible trio.
Absolutely. A fun gang.
Good deal. Talk a little bit about the Hauser connection, because it's been pretty strong here. So talk a little bit about that and how Sam played into that over the years, too.
Well, when I became athletic director, I didn't know anything about radio coverage of ball games, but
sure.
Sam contacted me and told me they were going to do some Hauser games. And I said, well, that's fantastic. And from that point on, you know, every time he was scheduled to do a game, I could count on Sam to be at Hauser at noon to come in and check the phone lines and check all the connections and make sure we're going to be, you know, on air with no problems. And I'd just go get a big ladder, and Sam would climb up that ladder and make all the connections up at the top of the bleachers, just like clockwork.
Okay.
And this guy was, talk about detail. I mean, left no stone unturned. And, you know, we talk about the facilities there, and we call the new press box the house that Irvine and Shane built.
There you go.
Referring to the former longtime baseball coach.
Yeah. And you have mentioned it several times during the basketball season about the Hauser Jet popcorn. Is there a secret recipe or formula that you're aware of, Dave?
There is one, but I'm not aware. I know they get it from a special place, and it is fantastic.
Yeah, at all the schools, but especially at Hauser, I always get the sense that when Sammy was up there and that banner went up, people kind of went, ooh.
Big night.
Yeah, it's
absolutely
a big night, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, we always were and thrilled, David, to have him there. No matter who his partner was, you had a few over the years.
Yeah. Dave has cultivated, I think, Hauser Nation as well as anybody ever will. They travel to ball games in tremendous fashion and fill the gym at home games.
I have a fondness for Hauser when we do baseball games, and this is from an experience a couple of years ago, and the Jets were playing a game. It was a little bit earlier in the season, and the tennis team was out practicing, and we did the opening introductions of the players, and then they played the national anthem, and all those gals at the tennis court stopped and faced the flag.
Yes.
And I said, there's a Norman Rockwell moment for you.
Yeah, we've done that over the years, and if there's a track meet going on, same thing.
Yeah,
and it's kind of a touching moment.
It is, and it's sorry to say, it's not always the case, but that always stood out for me. I thought, how nice.
Yeah.
I felt good about being there. Okay.
And Dave has had a lengthy run as the PA announcer as well, and so we enjoyed having him in the press box in that facility.
Yeah, very good. You pick up any tips from him?
Oh, absolutely, every time. There's some little tidbit I can grab onto for sure.
Okay,
as we all do.
So, how many years you guys butting heads off the top?
Goodness,
50?
50, easily 50.
Is that right?
Yeah. And of course, Sam and Fran were good friends with my parents too, and my mother was a big Sam fan. Every time he was on doing the ball game, she'd have it on. Was thrilled.
Do you agree with his Cardinal fandom, or do you have somebody else you lean on?
You know, I'm not a strong
baseball
fan either way. I love baseball. I like the Reds, of course, like everybody else. But
sure.
And now, since Sam is such a strong Cardinal fan, I keep an eye on them too.
Yeah.
And I was present in Florida what was that, 3 or 4 years ago, maybe?
It's been at least.
Yeah, when Sam threw out the first pitch, and I recorded that event, actually, and I can use that, you know, anytime I need to embarrass him or whatever, but it was a great moment.
Okay.
Are you going to be in Jupiter next mid-March?
I can be. You know, this retirement gig doesn't tie a guy down.
That's very good.
We might reprise that moment, Dave.
Oh, really? Okay.
Thinking about it.
Yeah, that's what
Fantastic.
I heard. And you're going to need someone to help with the warm-up pitches, right?
Yeah, if Jerry Shane is – in fact, I asked him the other day
I
saw him.
You did.
Would he be available? And he very gratefully said yes.
I'm sure he will.
You know, there's another thing, too, and, of course, we see it at all the ball diamonds, but sometimes with some of the diamonds going to the artificial turf, you don't get to see – and it's one of the things I like about high school baseball is that after the game, all those star players are out there with rakes and wrestling with tarps and stuff. And, again, that's something special to me. I think that's really neat.
They do that, and those boys feel a part of the program because they've done all that work. They have their assigned jobs, and they work at it, and they take pride in it.
Yeah.
Go back to earlier this year when I didn't think there was a chance that game would be continued, but there came a battery of Hauser players to help the grounds crew, if you will.
And some fans and coaches and everybody. And that field looked like oatmeal. And we wound up finished not only resuming the game, but finished it, and it went to full 7 innings.
Mm-hmm.
We were both sitting there saying, we're not finishing this game.
Well, it reminds me of a quick story.
Please.
We were hosting baseball sectionals many years ago, 10 or 12 years ago, and we had one game of a two-game night. And it rained between games, rained hard, and we were convinced we couldn't get that second game in because we had no lights, so we couldn't wait. And Roger Thayer stepped up to me, and he said, do you want to get this game in? And I said, well, I sure would love to, but it's awful wet. He said, hang on for a minute. 20 minutes later, here came Jim Ogilvie in his helicopter. This is a true story. Flew around, hovered around that infield, and dried that field, and we played that game that night.
Son of a gun.
Amazing.
It's a great story.
And I was in the press box. I was eye to eye with Jim telling him move here and there, but what a great contribution that was to help us out.
Sammy?
Thanks for being my friend.
Well, it's been my pleasure, and it will continue to be.
Great school, great athletics, great town. Great parade.
That's why I stayed for 42 years. We do have everything great about Hope and Hauser, as far as I'm concerned, and still is.
And I'll tell you what, Sam and I were both pretty partial to the new press box at the Ball Diamond, relatively new.
It is very nice.
But nice and cozy now, isn't it? Yeah, a little more easily accessible.
And we don't have that in-house drop-off step.
There was that stage that we had to stand
on. You're welcome. I put that in.
That was
it kind of pulled at my heartstrings when they tore that down.
Oh, of course.
I put a lot of work into that. But, you know, newer is better, always.
Okay. Final thoughts, Dave?
Just don't be a stranger. You're always welcome at Hauser, both of you.
Thanks.
And we just love to have you.
Good deal. Appreciate you stopping in.
Sure thing. My pleasure.
And don't forget, if you haven't already, don't forget to stop downstairs and grab something to eat.
I've got my eye on those subs.
Good. Okay. Dave Irvine, thanks for coming today. Good talking to you.
Thank you, my friend.
Very good.
I'll see you soon.
All right. Sammy, let's talk about play-by-play sports. I mean, you've done them all, called a lot of different football, baseball, basketball games. Personally, which game do you like to call the best?
Oh, it has to be baseball.
Okay.
I guess because I played a little in high school and
the
association I've had with the Cardinals. And you have a chance to paint a little bit more of a picture. It's not quite as rapid fire, let's say, as basketball or football.
Yeah.
So, baseball.
Okay. I would agree. There is a little more leisurely pace to the game that kind of makes it fun. It can also at times be challenging for a broadcaster who is perhaps not prepared.
baseball.
I'm not looking at anybody here in the studio, but you got to have your stuff in order when you're doing a ball game.
baseball can bring out the expertise that you do or don't have, like the infield fly rule and so on that we've encountered a couple of times.
I thought, too, the one thing I like, and I'm sure it's not any by accident, but when a pitcher throws around right down the middle of the plate for a strike, you call it?
Right down central?
Right down central. Uh-huh. Wouldn't have any reference to the fact that that's probably the closest thing to a main street in Columbus, would it be?
Possibly, and I'm sure that an announcer along the way, namely I can recall Mike Shannon with the Cardinals, used that term. Okay. There are no new baseball catchphrases. I don't think they've all been used.
Yeah, but you've picked and chosen from the what? Give me a couple of your favorites.
Well, I gave the mayor the Jack Brickhouse's "Hey Hey."
There you go.
Harry Carey was "Holy Cow."
Holy cow!
And I tried to get a Bob Prince from the Pirates reference the other day when the Bulldogs were trailing and needed some help, and a bloop and a blast. And they're back in the game. And John Rooney, the Cardinals' current play-by-play guy, his home run call is just, that's a goner.
A goner.
Oh, and here again, all the baseball home run terminology has been used up.
Yep.
Mel Allen had a Ballantine blast in deference to a beverage that was his sponsor. So.
That's good. Okay. It is our special broadcast of AM Columbus today. It's called Sign Up with Sam. Samuel P. Simmermaker in the studio with me today. And we're actually all we're doing, Sam and I are just trying to kill some time before we go to a ball game this evening in Shelbyville. East taking on the Golden Bears of Shelbyville. And well, we've got that to take care of later this afternoon.
And maybe more.
And maybe more. You just never know. And the one thing I got to tell you about, some people kind of in the radio station will go, why are you guys leaving so early? I've always been that way too. You get there early, something goes wrong, you're ready.
I take a little flack about that.
Oh, I know you do.
My penchant for arriving early, but I am overjoyed, gratified, if you will, that you're of the same ilk.
That we are. And Mike, we were discussing the battle plan for today is when we wanted to leave to get to Shelbyville, and it was probably a no-brainer.
We went
at a time the other day. 2 hours later ought to do it for us tonight, huh?
We need an itinerary.
All right, we're going to take a break. Back with more in this morning's show in just a moment. Thanks for listening.